The Greek man in charge, a cold morning, wind is blowing, it's 25 degrees, no snow in the forecast. There is ice on the roads, commuting will probably be grim, doesn't look bad out the window here, but getting to ground zero, I'm sure if you leave early you'll make it, but there are abandoned vehicles causing traffic difficulties. People just left them last night, and so that's going to cause screw-ups. The roads are slick, so there'll probably be a lot of accidents, so if I were you, I'd allow some extra time, because it's going to be brutal, brutal. Last night, you don't want to know about last night. Last night I was supposed to be at the Blue Oyster Cult concert. The roadies made it. My constituency made it. We were all there, except the Blue Oyster Cult didn't show. They were out of town and said they couldn't make it through the snow, but they didn't let us know till the last minute, so a lot of people went there, myself included. I drove all the way. Normally that drive from my house to the Warner Theater would take about 12 minutes. Last night took me an hour. And I was getting frustrated, too. Because I had appearance. I had deadlines. And I got behind this guy in a Volvo. A Volvo. And he's sitting there. His wheels are spinning. I'm sitting there in my big American-made four-wheel drive. Blah, 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 blah. Just itching to go. My tires just biting. Massive traction. And there he is. Spinning his wheels. I looked at that maggot sitting there all smug, left wing, leaning, communist supporting, pinko bed wetting, Jane Fonda supporting maggot! And I decided to inch up on him with my big four-wheel drive. And help him along. I mean, he was spitting. I leaned out the window. I said, "Hey, buddy, your car may last 15 years in Sweden, but it ain't gonna last 5 minutes here unless you get it out of my way." But he raised his arms helplessly as if to say there's nothing he can do as his tires still ineffectually spun. I said, "Well, let me help you out with a little push." Yeah. And I hit the gas and I got it right on the back of that guy. Of course, my bumper was about 3 feet higher than his, so I went right into his taillights. And I started pushing there. He said, "Stop, stop, my Volvo!" But I'm just pushing that thing. Pushing it, yeah! We got to the top of the hill. I stopped and he jumped out. He said, "What do you think you're doing?" I just rolled down my window, looked at him and said, "Aah! Well, he saw the bulk, he saw the power, he saw the rage in my eyes, and he went running back to his Volvo and went inside. I got out approaching him. He rolled up his window, so I ran around to his wife. She had her window down saying, "You stupid fool, how could you treat my husband that way?" So I just hung out the hydraulics and dropped it right inside her window. Yeah, baby, yeah! Well, wouldn't you know, the second I did that, the guy used his remote control for the roll-up window and rolled up the window, catching the hydraulics there. I stood there screaming, And then his wife climbed over and came out the other side and around while I was trapped there and started spanking me, saying, "Don't you ever conduct yourself this way again!" Meanwhile, I'm just pinned there going, And I could see the guy was trying to drive away. Woo! His wheels were spinning. Woo! Woo! I thought, "Oh, God, please don't drag me! Please! Please don't drag me!" Well, finally, his wife opened the window and I dropped to the snow in agony as they drove away in a mad cackle of hysteria. And there I was just lying there, injured. Oh! Well, the lawman saw the whole thing happen. He just came up to me laughing. Laughing at the top of his lungs. He said, "Hey, buddy. Yeah, I guess they showed you. Anything I can do to help?" I said, "Yeah, kiss it and make it better, would you, officer?" Hello?